Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. In a significant development that underscores the deepening strategic partnership between India and South Korea, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh recently visited Seoul, where he held bilateral talks with his South Korean counterpart, Ahn Gyu-bak, and Defense Acquisition Program Administration Minister Lee Yong-cheol. First, let us look at the context of this visit. The defense minister's trip to Seoul was the second leg of a two-nation tour that also included Vietnam, spanning from May 18 to 21, 2026. During his visit, India and the Republic of Korea signed a landmark Memorandum of Understanding on Defense Cyber Cooperation, exchanged an agreement on cooperation between the National Defense College of India and the Korea National Defense University, and agreed on enhanced UN peacekeeping cooperation. What makes this significant is that these agreements demonstrate the expanding scope of India-South Korea defense cooperation, moving beyond traditional areas of collaboration to encompass newer domains such as cybersecurity and advanced defense technologies. Building on this, it is worth noting that the defense minister also paid homage at the National Cemetery of Korea and chaired an India-Korea Defense Industry Business Roundtable, further underscoring the multifaceted nature of the bilateral relationship. Now, let us delve into the history of India-South Korea bilateral relations. India and South Korea established diplomatic relations in 1973, and over the past five decades, the relationship has been progressively elevated. A significant milestone in this journey was the upgrade to a special strategic partnership in 2015, during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Seoul. This partnership formalized cooperation across five key pillars: political and security, defense industry, economy and trade, science and technology, and people-to-people ties. Crucially, in April 2026, South Korean President Lee Jae-myung visited New Delhi, marking the earliest visit to India by a Korean president after assuming office. This summit produced 25 key outcomes and framed bilateral ambitions under the metaphor of chips to ships, covering areas such as semiconductors, shipbuilding, defense manufacturing, and clean energy. And here is something that surprises many students: India-South Korea two-way trade reached approximately $27 billion in the financial year 2024-25, with a joint target to scale it to $50 billion by 2030. It is worth pausing here to note that South Korea is India's 13th largest source of foreign direct investment, with cumulative inflows of approximately $6.9 billion from April 2000 to September 2025. Several major Korean companies, including Samsung Electronics, Hyundai Motor Company, LG Electronics, POSCO, HD Hyundai, and Hyosung, have significant operations in India. Samsung, for instance, operates one of its largest global manufacturing plants in Noida, Uttar Pradesh, and Hyundai listed on Indian stock exchanges in 2024, marking one of the largest IPOs in Indian market history. Now, let us examine the specifics of the agreements signed during the defense minister's visit. The Memorandum of Understanding on Defense Cyber Cooperation is particularly noteworthy, as it focuses on countering emerging cyber threats to military networks and critical defense infrastructure, sharing best practices in digital defense architecture, and enhancing institutional mechanisms for defense information sharing to improve situational awareness. This MOU also covers the protection of critical military infrastructure from state-sponsored and non-state cyber actors, as well as joint capacity building and potential tabletop exercises on cyber defense scenarios. What does this mean for India's strategic position? The signing of this MOU institutionalizes a channel for real-time information exchange and cooperative resilience building between India and South Korea, both of which operate sophisticated, increasingly networked armed forces and face cyber threats from state actors in their respective neighborhoods. In addition to the cyber cooperation MOU, the National Defense College of India and the Korea National Defense University formalized academic and institutional collaboration, enabling the exchange of senior military officers for training programs, joint research on strategic and security issues, and curriculum collaboration on Indo-Pacific security, defense management, and civil-military relations. The two countries also agreed on enhanced UN peacekeeping cooperation, which will enable coordination of pre-deployment training standards, joint doctrine development for UN peacekeeping environments, and potential collaboration in mission theaters. Remember this number: India is among the largest contributors of troops to UN peacekeeping missions globally, ranking fourth as of 2025, behind Nepal, Rwanda, and Bangladesh. Now, let us turn to the historical context of India-South Korea defense industrial cooperation. The deepest and most visible strand of this engagement is the K-9 Vajra Howitzer program. The K-9 Vajrati, named after the Sanskrit word for thunderbolt or divine weapon of Indra, reflects the Indian Army's artillery corps traditions and the thunderclap concept of the original K-9 Thunder designation. These guns are deployed along India's western border and are increasingly assessed for high-altitude deployment along the northern border. But why does this matter? The K-9 Vajra joint venture serves as a template for future co-development, with both sides agreeing to extend the K-9 joint production model to air defense systems during the April 2026 Modi-Lee summit. Specific platforms under discussion include the K-30 Biho, a twin 30mm self-propelled anti-aircraft gun system, and future close-in air defense and SEARAM platforms for use along the line of actual control. The Korea-India Defense Accelerator, or KINDEX, announced at the April 2026 summit, is modeled on the India's INDESEX initiative. KINDEX brings together defense companies, startups, research institutions, and universities from both countries to co-develop next-generation systems, including drones, AI-enabled surveillance, directed energy prototypes, and cyber-physical defense tools. Now, let us look at the Indo-Pacific context of South Korea's strategic alignment. In December 2022, South Korea released its Strategy for a Free, Peaceful, and Prosperous Indo-Pacific Region, which emphasizes a rules-based international order, freedom of navigation and overflight, economic resilience through supply chain diversification, and cybersecurity and digital cooperation. This strategy overlaps substantially with India's own Indo-Pacific Ocean Initiative, launched in 2019, on themes such as maritime security, infrastructure connectivity, and cyber resilience. South Korea is not a member of the Quad, which comprises India, the United States, Japan, and Australia. However, Seoul is considered a natural partner to the Quad in areas such as technology supply chains, cyber norms, and maritime domain awareness. India has actively encouraged South Korea to engage with Quad Plus mechanisms. So, what exactly changed? The deepened India-Korea ties reinforce the broader democratic alignment in the Indo-Pacific, providing a counter-China balance and offering defense supply chain diversification as India weans off Russian platforms. South Korea's semiconductor, battery, and defense electronics ecosystems are of direct relevance to India's Atmanirbhar Bharat defense goals. Now, let us turn to the North Korea factor. India maintains a distinct and carefully calibrated position on the Korean Peninsula, deepening ties with Seoul while retaining a diplomatic channel to Pyongyang. This strategic sensitivity reflects India's strategic autonomy doctrine, as India does not wish to be seen as a party to any bloc-based isolation of North Korea, while simultaneously making clear that proliferation linkages with Pakistan are unacceptable. With that background in place, let us look at the UPSC relevance of this topic. For GS Paper 2, International Relations, this topic is relevant under India's bilateral diplomacy, the special strategic partnership, and the significance of defense MOUs. Note this carefully, the cyber defense MOU represents the new frontier of bilateral security agreements being defense sector specific. For GS Paper 3, Science and Technology Internal Security, the K9 Vajrati with approximately 60% localization is a model case study for India's defense indigenization push under Atmanirbhar Bharat. The Korea-India Defense Accelerator parallels the India's Indisex initiative, both of which are examples of technology-driven defense partnership models. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The year of the Special Strategic Partnership is 2015. The K9 Vajrati is a significant example of defense co-production. The Korea-India Defense Accelerator is known as KINDEX, which is analogous to the India's Indisex platform. The National Defense College of India and the Korea National Defense University have paired up for institutional cooperation. Moving on to the prelims, likely MCQ angles include the year of the Special Strategic Partnership, the details of the K9 Vajrati, the full form and analogous platform of KINDEX, the NDC and KNDU pairing, and India's position on North Korea denuclearization. In conclusion, the deepening strategic partnership between India and South Korea, as evident from Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's visit to Seoul, holds significant implications for India's neighborhood, its Act East policy, and its broader strategic alignment in the Indo-Pacific. As India continues to navigate the complex geopolitical landscape of the region, its relationship with South Korea is poised to play an increasingly important role.